Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. Okay, so today I'm going to be speaking to Natalie Louise, also known as Natty Lou. She is a drum and bass DJ hailing from Cardiff, South Wales. Although originally from the UK, she has been living and working throughout Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. Natty is currently sponsored by drum and bass's number one streetwear brand, Concrete Junglist. Out of lockdown, she has played at some of the UK's super clubs, supporting the likes of Mackie G, Netsky, Andy C, Blade Runner, Spy, and Chase and Status. So, Natty, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Oh, excellent. So let's roll straight into things. Tell us how you got into music. Start from the beginning.
Yeah, well, music has always been a big part of my life, you know, growing up. I've always been into dancing, so dance and music come hand in hand. So yeah, I grew up, you know, dancing. I'm a hip hop dancer, so grew up to, you know, hip hop and R&B and things like that. And then when I moved to Bristol in 2008, that's where I studied at university. That's when I actually got into drum and bass. So yeah, my flatmate, who I was living with at the time at university, he introduced me to drum and bass. I had no idea what it was. I had no idea what jungle music was. And yeah, he was studying music production. He had a whole setup with all the vinyl, everything in his room. And yeah, he just like helped like teach me how to kind of mix with, you know, the vinyl. I was awful, I was terrible, I'm still terrible today. but yeah, that's how I kind of got into drum and bass, really. And I went to drum and bass nights pretty much every weekend during my uni life. Yeah. So I was at university for 4 years. And yeah, I used to go to like Infidelity, used to go to Bedlam, all the clubs, like Run at Motion for New Year's Eve. And I used to go to like Timbuktu, Basement 45. So yeah, it just became like a big part of my life. And then I kind of started to dance at these raves. So yeah, because obviously of my dancing background,
yeah,
I went to O2 Academy. It was called Carling Academy at the time.
Back in the day,
hey. And yeah, I saw these dances on the stage and I was like, oh my gosh, like I want to do that. And yeah, they were called the Bass Honeys. So I started like researching and just kind of, yeah, like how can I get involved? And I emailed them and they asked me to audition and went from there, really got through. And yeah, started dancing at all these drum and bass nights, like all in Bristol and all around the country. Went to like Nottingham and did festivals like Noisy Neighbours. And
wow.
That's basically how I got into like drum and bass, really. So yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cool. I mean, going through from university and then 4 years at university, that's a lot of drum and bass raves.
Yeah, good time.
I feel like there's a lot of synergy between you and me. I was also that girl, though back in my day, it was more like trance. So we go to like out in London to trance clubs at the time. And then eventually I got into drum and bass very similarly. And yeah, it's brilliant. Oh,
yeah. Community. I used to travel a lot to like London as well. So yeah, we used to do like a group of us would go up and do like players on a Friday at Fabric. Ram at Matter when Matter was
a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was great. Had a great time. And it's just, yeah. And then I took a break from it, really. I mean, I took a break from it, from drum and bass. I know that sounds really crazy. But yeah, I took a big break from it because I moved to Dubai. So I moved to Dubai in like 2015.
Was and that there's like dancing, was it? Or was that for work or what?
Yeah, so I used to be a geography teacher. I was a geography teacher, I know, for four years.
Yeah.
And I did 3 years in London, in a school in Northwest London, and then I moved to Dubai. So I went over as like a geography teacher. It was supposed to be a 2-year contract, but I hated the school. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to say. I won't say what school it was.
No, but, I don't.
I hated the school, and I discovered that I could teach. Well, I could like basically be a professional dancer and dance all time over there, living quite comfortably. So, yeah, I just kind of switched careers and then yeah, started dancing over in Dubai. But there wasn't really much of a scene. There was quite a small scene. It was called Bassworks. And that was run by Sia. I don't know if you know Sia Graffiti. Mm-hmm. He's done the artwork for artificial intelligence. And
oh, cool.
He's an amazing graph artist, basically. So I met him, and I met a guy called Ben McDonald, and they ran a night called Bassworks. But that was the only thing, really. So yeah, and then kind of yeah, left the drum and bass scene, I guess. But then it kind of always follows you back, doesn't it?
Got you, like,
yes, exactly. So when I moved to Hong Kong, I got back into it over there, and there's and again another small scene over there called Unchained Asia. So they do a lot of nights out there. And yeah, just got back into it that way, really.
Okay, excellent. And then obviously after that, you've come back to the UK and full steam ahead into drum and bass. Like you're everywhere. Yeah. Like I was saying, just as we started the podcast, actually, we had a little chit chat. I've been semi-stalking you and or Instagram following you. And yeah, you're everywhere. You've just been signed to a label as well, or is it a management company, or
it's an agency.
Yeah.
So I'm signed with UAA.
That's it. So that's new, isn't it? That happened recently.
It happened very fairly recently. I was offered a lot of agencies did approach me, and they offered for me to be on their roster.
Yeah.
But they just didn't seem the right fit for me. Because of my style, I'm very kind of dance floor, drum and bass. I play a lot of like neuro, you know, and I mix it up with like jump up. And I just felt like the agencies that wanted to sign me, they just weren't right for me. And so I waited, and I think I did the right thing by waiting, because I feel that UAA are the right agency, the right fit for me. And I just was so gassed when Chris hit me up on Instagram and was like, are you signed? And I was like, no, sign me. that was really fortunate. And I think a big part of that was because of my recent nomination in the Drum and Bass Arena Awards as Best Newcomer. So I feel like that really helped to kind of get me noticed a bit more, and hopefully it'll be a good kickstart now to my career.
It's kind of natural progression, isn't it? You're getting out there loads. I mean, you're not new to the scene, so you've already got that kind of business savviness about you. You know, you've been around a bit in the nicest music possible way. You know, you've had the award or the nomination for the award, and then the agency. I mean, world domination next year, right? If not this year.
Well, I don't know about that, but hopefully we'll see what happens from here. I don't think I'll win the awards. I feel that there's just so, I was up against so many amazingly like talented producers, you know, like Mosey, Amplify, you know, like they really do deserve to win, because you know, I voted for Mosey, but I don't know, I just feel like I feel like I've already won in a sense, because, you know, I've, number one, I was nominated, and number two, I was, you know, signed with UAA, and number three, just like felt the love really from a lot of people, and I'm really grateful for that. So yeah, I do feel like I've already won in a way.
Well, then you have, basically. Yeah. Oh no, I think it's amazing. And I think it's really important what you were saying about the agency as well, or an agent, is that, you know, take your time. I mean, there's so many women out there that, you know, don't do that, and then they're forced, and then they're kind of put into a bottleneck of changing who they are, what their sound is, how they need to approach the world and be a completely different person. And, you know, that's, I mean, with social media and everything at the moment, it's, you really need to be yourself. You've got to be the strongest of yourself, because you're putting your best foot forward every day. And if you're not quite confident with who you are, or what you're trying to be told to be, it's
exactly. I think it's really important that, you know, you shouldn't change for anyone, you know, like you should stick by your guns and play what you want to play what you love, you know, like I play what I love, which is dance floor, you know, but I like to mix it up with some contrast in, you know, subgenres like neurofunk or jump up, whatever. But I don't know, I still feel like I am, like Natty Lou is more of like the commercial kind of sound. So yeah, that's what I want to stick with really. And yeah, like I said, UAA were, you know, right up that street. So they have like the prototypes and Molly Collins and North Face. So I just felt like I fit that really.
It's like the agency for the people, isn't it? I think that's you know, it's like down to earth people, like Molly Collins, she's brilliant. I love her as well. Talking her always since the beginning, actually. Like
Molly's great. So she's part of the Concrete Junglist family. Yeah, big shout out to Molly. She's amazing. She's actually been supporting me in my journey as well by, you know, giving me a guest mix on Kiss FM a few months ago. So I'm really grateful. And yeah, she smashes it every time. Like 100%. Every time. Yeah, she's wicked. And she's a lovely person as well. So
talk to us about the Concrete Junglist then. Talk to us about the sponsorship. How did that all come about?
Yeah, so, well, Concrete Junglists is from Cardiff, where I'm from. So before Concrete Junglists, it was Drone Boy. So people might know David as David Drone Boy. So I've known David since 2008. He's had a few shops in Cardiff. And yeah, he's always kind of sponsored drum and bass DJs. Sponsors Molly Collins, Charlie T, Coven.
And then
I kind of, obviously I left the country, and when I came back in March 2020, Dave got in contact with me and was like, oh, can you kind of help to promote my clothing brand, Concrete Junglist? And I was like, of course, like and turns out, like, we just, ever since March 2020, we've just become like the bestest friends. We get on really well. He's really supportive on my DJing journey. He's been there for me from the start, so I'm really grateful for him. But yeah, he's smashing it. He's doing loads of collaborations with Hospitality, Metalheads, Viper, and yeah, he's absolutely smashing it right now. And yeah, I'm super proud of him and how far he's come from, like, the Drone Boy days now to, you know, where he's at now. And what I do is I'm the events manager, so I'm running kind of all the event side, and then Dave is doing all the merch side. He used to be a promoter himself in Cardiff back in the day. He used to run like Aperture, Neuropol, but then he decided to kind of like steer away from events and do the merch. And then ever since I came back, I've been like, right, okay, let's get back into doing events again. And so we've collaborated with quite a few brands. We've done Rumble in the Jungle. We love those guys. We've also collaborated with OTB. We've got something lined up with Hospitality. And we've got a lot more coming up. with like Crank 94. So what we want to do is we just want to kind of expand, you know, we want to kind of get out throughout the whole of the UK and just collaborate with different brands. We don't want to be seen as like a competitor. We just want to be seen as more of a collaborator. So yeah, that's the plan for Concrete Junglist moving forward.
Wow. So, that's cool. Yeah, I think it's going to be, there's enough slice of the pie for everybody. And I think collaborations these days and partnerships is the way forward. It's not about being like, you know, this or that, or, you know, working together is always for the greater goal, is a much better mindset, much better mindset.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So if anyone wants to collaborate with us, whoever's listening, then please get in touch.
Yeah, do it. There'll be a link in the bio. Yeah. So talk to me about your summer. How was it being, because obviously the UK, Wales, the whole UK in general, the whole world has been in lockdown for what seems like an eternity. So getting back behind the decks, festivals this summer, nights this summer, how was that for you?
Well, to be honest, like my first kind of proper gig was, and I mean like out of lockdown, was on the first night we came out of lockdown.
Was that makes sense? What was that in the UK? Was that the 20th of July or something like that? 21st of July, something, 19th of July? I feel like it was a July day, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, it was like 29th of July, I think it was. Oh, yeah, and at like 1 a.m., oh, I played a set. I know, it was mental. It was called Freedom Day. and that was at Lakota.
Oh wow, cool.
And yeah, it was epic and I absolutely loved that. And I mean, it was so surreal seeing everyone like hugging each other and without like masks and stuff. But yeah, and then from there I did one festival called Summer of Love again with Wide Eyes Lakota. That was fun. I did a back-to-back with Amma, who's smashing it at the moment. Cool. And and then that's the only festival that I did. And then from there, it was club season. So I've been really fortunate enough to have supported Chasing Status at O2 Academy in Oxford.
Status. Oh, who are they? You know, Status. Like, just drop that into, I just supported Chasing Status. Like, whatever, like world domination. That must have been amazing.
Yeah, it's because like I'm quite proud of that one, you know, because not my friends that are not really into drum and bass, you know, they all know who Chasing Status is.
Yeah.
Chasing Status is, and my mum and dad, they're like, oh really, you know, it's like
but they now understand, they now get it.
exactly. Oh gosh, that my parents, that they probably think I'm crazy, you know, just traveling the world as like a freelancer dancer. They don't really get it, but they're super happy for me, I think. When they see me happy, then obviously it makes them happy. But
yeah.
and then after that, like I just did Bedlam. I supported Wilkinson, and that was incredible because Bedlam was actually my first ever rave back in 2008 in Bristol. Nice.
Yeah, okay. I've been to Bedlam. we used to do the from London to go to Bristol for the weekend, as opposed to you going from Bristol to London. You used to do that.
Yeah. Oh, wicked.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So that must have been so cool to be the opposite, like to be the other side of the deck, looking out, as opposed to being looking in, like, or
exactly. It was incredible. And I did a few, I went to a few Bedlam Cardiffs as well, like 2009. It just felt so surreal being like on the other side, and I'm just super grateful for them approaching me, asking me to do it. And and another one I'm really proud of is Run Bristol. Okay. Again, I used to go to Run at Motion a lot in Bristol during my uni days, and to be on the other side, it was just an incredible experience, and I'm forever grateful for those moments. So, and hopefully many more to come. Crossed fingers.
Yes, well, I was reading through your bio. You've already got some bookings for next year lined up. So what's on the cards for you? Are you still playing out through the Christmas winter season? Will you tell us what you're up to?
Yes, so I'm going to be playing in Brighton, Leeds. I've got Ministry of Sound. And yeah, so I'm basically booked up now until Christmas.
Wow.
And then next year I've got, I'm doing something with the Souped Up guys at Fabric in January, which I'm really excited for. And I got some Cardiff gigs in January as well. February, we've got Concrete Junglists. We've got our own event. March, I've been booked for a few gigs, and then I've got two festivals booked, the one in the woods,
oh yeah, in
Liverpool,
yeah,
and then I've got another festival which is in Edinburgh, Scotland. So,
wow, so you are everywhere.
I'm excited for those. The Edinburgh one, I've never been to Edinburgh, so yeah, I'm super excited for that one. So
yeah, I think that's going to be a hoot. Watch out for the Buckfast, like that'll get you. It's a weird sweet wine thing. Like,
oh, is it? I don't drink away. Alcohol.
I don't drink alcohol.
Like, actually, my rider is just like Red Bull and bottled water.
That's kind of cool. I think if you want longevity in the industry, it's good to knock alcohol and pretty much everything else on the head if you can. Like, otherwise, yeah, well, it just destroys you.
I've been like teetotal now for maybe five years or so. So, oh, wow. I don't know. I just feel like much more productive when I'm kind of like not. Obviously not hungover, so
yeah. Well, I think when you're hungover, you eat badly, you feel like shit, you do absolutely nothing, and then you've completely wasted a day, and you're like, wow, I've like done. I always feel guilty. I mean, I do. I mean, I love gin. I'm a gin girl. Though I think actually, because I play out a lot here, I play anything between five plus gigs a week, so you can't be, you know, I mean, as a DJ you can literally drink as much as you want, you could be as naughty as you want, you do anything you want, but if you want a career you can't do those things. So
I mean you can have fun. I think it's just in moderation, isn't it, really?
Everything in moderation. But I also think you're like, from being sober behind the decks to not being sober behind the decks, the outlook of the evening is completely different. Like, I love being sober behind the decks and just watching the chaos unfold.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you're already on a massive high. I mean, I can never sleep after I've been to work anyway. But you're on such a high, and you're like buzzing. You're like, oh, it's been such a good night, because you remember everything. You've seen all the chaos. You've seen all the crazy stuff that happens. And then the next day, you're like, ooh, feel fine, fresh.
I know. Yeah, I know. But for me, it's like the music, you know, like I used to be out in Fabric, you know, until 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Literally, like, without, you know, doing anything.
Yeah.
It's the music that just keeps me going. I just absolutely love drum and bass, and you know, it's been a big part of my life, and yeah, that's what keeps me going, really.
I think once you're hooked on drum and bass, that's it. It's like, I feel like it runs through my veins. You must be the same. I am like, you know, if you cut me, I'd just start playing drum and bass, like. But so what that's so funny. So what is your normal day, what does your normal day kind of entail for you as a freelancer stroke superstar DJ? How does this roll?
Well usually it would be just try and find as much work as possible, you know, like I teach dance. I have dance gigs. Wow. I do a lot of TV commercials. I go to a lot of auditions and castings, you know, so that takes up a lot of my time.
Yeah.
Not only that, I'm starting to produce now, so I'm learning how to make drum and bass.
That is very time consuming.
Gosh, You know, like I'm trying to get to grips with it all. It's so overwhelming, but I'm to be honest, I'm very grateful that I've got good people around me. I've got friends that are producers and,
yeah,
you know, showing me what to do, how it all works. And I've just recently signed up and, well, enrolled on to an 8-week course with Education and Base.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I've seen those. That's interesting. Is that an online course, is it? Or are you going there?
Yeah, it's an online course. There's live sessions with Nerve and Nomine and digital. So yeah, no, I'm really excited for that, and I start that next week. So it'd be 8 weeks course over 4 months, So like just kind of help get me going. Really, I just want to start producing now. I just want to get my music out there.
Yeah,
and yeah, see how I get on. Hopefully next year now I can get a few tunes out, but yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, that is natural progression, isn't it, now for you? I think that is the next step. And I well done for signing up for the course. I did something very similar. I did one with Equalize Music, and it just made me sit, and it was like an all-female course. It was really cool, actually. And it just made me sit down and dedicate the time. Because, yeah, you know, I'm sure there's many people listening to this podcast that have dabbled in music production, and it really is, you have to dedicate the time, and there's always other things to do, always, you know.
Yeah.
But once I think you've got into that routine of, like, you know, maybe it's every Tuesday night or it's every Thursday or whatever, then that is your time. And then, you know, it takes a while, but it's so good to do it. Like, you're gonna ask me, mate. I look forward to hearing your tracks, mate. Like, definitely.
It's exciting. There's lots to look forward to, you know. I'm very, very, like, grateful, and I'm enjoying the journey, basically. I'm enjoying the process, and we'll see how it goes.
Cool. Well, so how can people get in contact with you? How do they follow you? What's your best handles?
Yeah, so Instagram is probably where you can contact me, which is at @NattyLou_DNB. You can also find me on Facebook, DJ Natty Lou, or you can send me an email, loucreative3@gmail.com. And yeah, so that's the best way to get in touch, really. And yeah.
Amazing. So what if you had one bit of advice for any females, up and coming drum and bass females in the industry, what would be your bit of advice for them?
My advice would be to just, you know, keep pushing and being consistent.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of power in social media at the moment. I mean, that's how I kind of pushed through during, like, lockdown.
Yeah.
And a lot of females actually, like, pushed through, well, came through because of social media over lockdown, like Sabrina, Georgie Riot, you've got Amma. So yeah, there's just so many women that have come through using socials. I think just enjoy it, you know, enjoy the journey. Don't worry about, like, the destination. Just kind of enjoy it, you know, and play what you love, and hopefully, like, your passion will just shine through. And yeah, just keep going, just be consistent with it, have fun at the same time, network. I think that's really important. If I'm not out playing, then you'll usually see me out at a night. So for example, I was at Liquid City on Saturday night just to network. I think that is part of it as well, you know. Get out there, show face.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, just be happy and enjoy it.
That's amazing. That's some cracking bit of advice there. Yeah, definitely. Networking is key. Not many people do that anymore. Everyone seems to feel that it's okay to, like, support on socials and this, but actually it's not. It's important to show your face. And, you know, whether you buy a ticket or you get them for free, you're supporting somebody, and they will do the same for you. Like, they will do the same for you. Like,
exactly. And, you know, they'll remember you then, you know. Yeah, like, it's really worked in my favor. You know, I've met Benny V has got me on a gig next year. I went to Deb Wars on after Liquid City the other day and met Total Science. And
wow.
I think it's just really important to just show face, like I said, and let people see who you are and your personality, because sometimes your personality can't really shine through over social media. So
no.
So yeah, I do recommend networking for sure.
Excellent. Well, thank you so, so much for coming on the podcast. It's lovely to put a face to a name. Like, yeah. Hello. And yeah, wish you all the luck in your career. I can't wait to hear your new tracks next year when they come out. And hope maybe let's try and catch up again next year and we can talk about what's been going on in your world then.
Yes, I'd love that. Thank you so much for having me. Honestly, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives, and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always.